Do you know what your partner's up to when you're away and they're all alone?
No, what?
They're listening to the Screw podcast, of course.
What's that?
Sit back, relax, and listen.
And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with daddy magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on the jeans. And you're an orgasm addict.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into The Screw. Felicia finally got fucked.
Felicia finally got fucked.
Oh, my
Felicia
God.
Felicia Gets Fucked is the best movie ever. After Freddy got
so you've closed that gap in your gape, or you've opened the gape in your gap?
I've opened the gape. Pandora's box has been officially cracked open.
Oh my goodness.
Cracked it wide.
The Kraken is upon us. Amazing. So
yes.
Tell me, like, give me all the fishy details.
Listen, you know I'm going to start just yapping, but feel free to like interrupt for me to give you more details about anything that you're interested in hearing more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So as I said on the last podcast, I called upon an old brief ex that I've had sex with in and out of relationship with that is a sensual lover while also being a filthy pig. Which is the best of both worlds.
Sensual, filthy, like, pig. I like that.
Throw me on my back and like fucking grind into me slow and all that, and then flip me on my stomach and fucking arch my back up and call me a slut as you like pound my cervix opening.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so
this is a lifestyle brand, sensual pig. I like it.
Sensual pig is a lifestyle. So he had a bunch of stuff to do that day. I had a bunch of stuff to do that day. I actually went live at 9 p.m. before he came over to, like, let my audience, my fans, my clients, whatever, fluff me, if you will. Oof. And that was so hot. The girl I like joined, and she was like, yeah, fuck yourself for daddy. I was fucking coming a storm. And everybody tipped so much that it was just, like, back to back to back to back. So I was, like, having back-to-back orgasms, which...
beautiful.
So, like, the 30 minutes was just filled. Like, I couldn't even count anymore. I just came the whole time. It was hot. So that was fun. That was like a fun way to like,
I hope you're drinking
before.
Lots of water and getting lots
yes,
of protein.
I stopped in the middle of my pot. I mean, my podcast. Yes, thank you.
Your
fuck
cast.
I stopped in the middle of my lives to drink water because otherwise it's like, nah, I'm going to lose too much fluid. So that was really hot. It was like, honestly, my lives don't get a ton of traffic typically, but like people will pop in and out. But I'll have like my regulars, but that night was like my regulars plus a bunch. Like it was a popping, podcast.
It was a pussy popping podcast.
It was definitely a well watched live. So it was hot and it was like, so
beautiful.
I get ready. He's finally done doing his thing. He comes over and honestly, we spent like 7 hours, not even lying, like I'm not being hyperbolic. No, maybe not 7 hours.
No,
like
I know, because you didn't return my text messages for like hours. So you're like, returned my text message, Jesus, I was dead asleep.
I know, that was like a whole day later.
And it was earlier for me, and I was still asleep.
That's so funny. So we actually did not have sex. Like, we hung out for like 6 hours before
That's
we even
beautiful.
Touched each other.
Mm-hmm.
There was like one or two like kisses here and there, but like it was very like we were building the tension in a very hot way, which is something that I really enjoy. I really enjoy, you know, having this unspoken lingering thing that's probably gonna happen, but like we're gonna like not go there and
I'll
talk
show
about
you
it.
A it's lingering just, thing
it's,
holy shit,
it's very like high school.
That's
it
hot.
Just gives me like while I was still shy vibes. So yeah, it was hot. So finally I can't remember when the Band-Aid was ripped off, but I'm pretty sure I just like, yeah, no, I remember now. I came back in from the other room and I just was like, all right. And I kind of like mounted him. We started to make out and it got really intense, really fast. I really like we have good pheromones and like chemistry and like it links up very well. And you know, like when we kiss, it's so like passionate, but also filthy, but also like, you know, when you're like kissing somebody and you're moaning in their mouth because it's just like, you're so fucking into it. Like, you're totally. Just like, oh, you know, it's just like, oh, it was so hot. So we start kissing and, you know, like I'm, you know, we're like light petting, but like not, you know, nothing too crazy. And then finally, after just like the buildup just being too intense, he was like, do you want to go in your room? And I was like, yeah, of course, let's go. So I'm wearing a skirt and a t-shirt at this point. Now, this gentleman has been my friend for a long time, and he is one of the few people that can get me fully naked without me even questioning it.
Nice.
I typically will be like, I'll put up a fight, or I'll say keep my skirt on, or my undies or something will have to stay on, like especially in the midsection region. Mm-hmm. And this motherfucker don't give no fucks. Like he's just pulls all my clothes off. And because of like how he sees and then responds to my body, I don't mind at all. Like I feel confident and sexy being naked with him.
Fuck yeah.
Which is so important to me, because now if I were to fuck anybody for the first time, there will be a shyness, sure. But like to have developed a rapport with somebody, and then also just the way that he receives me is so fucking hot. So,
beautiful.
You know, he's also like a filthy pig in the, by way of, you know, as a woman, I often get a little shy about having my pussy eaten. We've talked about this many a time.
Yeah.
Some days it doesn't taste the way I want it to. Some days I'm like, ooh, maybe this wouldn't be something that somebody would like. You know, there's all this like weirdness around it. And I had taste tested it earlier, and it was fine, but it wasn't like.
I think I did get that text. Like, I did get that text that said taste test done. And at first I was
all systems are go. Yeah. So I did do the taste test, and it was like one note off from my favorite flavor of my pussy, so it was close enough, and I was like, okay, we can do this. And this motherfucker literally just spreads my legs open and starts eating me out, and I know from the past, like, I could have my fucking period and this motherfucker would go to town on my pussy, let's put it that way. Like, he's filthy in the hottest way. And I, because of that, like, any insecurity of mine just melts away. It melts away. All of a sudden, I'm like riding his face and holding the back of his hair and grinding into his mouth and just coming all over it. And then, of course, like his beard is covered. So I like pull him up and we're making out with my cum all over his mouth. And then I'm like, ooh, this does taste good. And I'm just like, I put him back and I'm having him suck my tits. And like, I will say, I was absolutely a pillow princess that first round. And it was
because, what's a pillow princess? What does that mean?
I let him do the work. Let's put it that way. I didn't touch his dick with my hand. I didn't touch his dick with my mouth. He put in the fucking work, and he didn't even ask for me to.
He knew what the assignment was, and he showed up for it.
Yes. Now listen, Bloody Felicia wants to suck your dick and show you, ooh, I'm so good at blowjobs. Ooh, I'm so good at that. I want to ride you. But Felicia, that needs a fucking, like, on this level, she needs her first fucking to become correct. You need to take care of me. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
Take the fuck care of this pussy. And he did just that.
Beautiful.
So anyway, so like, he's eating me out, all this. And now I'm like, all right, I'm ready to fuck. And he is too, clearly, because his dick has been hard this whole time. And I'm just like, so fucking ready for it. And okay, so when he enters me, it first goes in just like slightly, but like I was so wet that once he got the head past that entrance, like he was able to slip in. And I asked him to, I almost recorded it actually. I asked him to describe it to his best friend he was FaceTiming the next day when we were like telling them his. We were telling his best friend.
I love
about
that
night, which
two
is
verbal exhibitionists fuck and can't wait to tell people about it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%. So I was like, describe, like, how did it feel? And he basically said, like, it was, I think I'm summarizing this right. It was basically like entering another plane of existence. And I was like, this cannot be true. He was like, the euphoria I felt entering your pussy for the first time in however long, like, holy shit. And I was like, come on, like, no. And he dead stone face looked at me like, no, I'm fucking serious. And I'm like, that is so fucking hot. So apparently it was like going to fucking heaven entering my pussy for the first time after
beautiful.
It hasn't been for a very long time.
That's beautiful.
So we fuck for what feels like for me a long time. I have no idea how much time passed. It could have been 15 minutes. It could have been 45 minutes. I literally was just taken to church. I'm talking every one of my favorite positions. Like, I had my legs on his shoulders and he was fucking deep dicking me. I had, you know, I was on my stomach with my ass arched with like one leg between his. I had, at one point I did try to like push him back and back it up onto him. And then I was just like, yeah, no, you can just do the work. And he literally just grabbed my hips and just fucking pounded. When I say that this man worked out during our sex, like that counted for at least an hour and a half of cardio and like is 10 sets of deadlifts. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, okay, after we fucked that first time, I literally said, holy shit, whatever you want, you get. Like, if you want me to get up right now and order you a pizza, like, that was so impressive. I have not been impressed by work put into sex in decades. Like, it was so, I was literally like, holy shit. He put the fucking work and he made my pussy feel so good. I was coming not, and every time I would come, he'd be like, come for me, baby. Like he's very verbal in a really hot way. And then it's fun because he is dominant. But also, like I said, he's sensual. He's like a lover. So like it flips while we're doing sex, like, right? So it goes from like, yeah, I'm going to fuck your slutty pussy to just like me, like, okay. So wait, hold on.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
The first time was so hot. And I actually did not think that he was holding in his load. He told me later, like, it was really fucking hard not to come like a million Amazing. Times during that because it was so hot. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I just thought you were like not ready to that whole, he was like, no, I was holding it the fuck in for you. And I was like, that's so hot. So then finally I'm like verbally like, yo, give me that load. You know, I need it. Fill me up, cream pie me, fill my slutty pussy. Give me that cum, blah, blah, blah. And he does. And he fills my pussy to the fucking brim. The brim. So after like,
what is a brim, by the way? Just a little.
The top.
You
fill that shit to the top.
The top. So okay.
After we fuck, we do like a couple of minutes of like aftercare, but like the cum is going to pour out, and I go, should I grab my phone and record this cream pie that's about to fall out of me? And he's like, yes, you should, and send it to me. So I run to the bathroom and I record it, so like the lighting is good, and then I get back to bed and be like, we do more aftercare, if you will, and. Be like, so I'm a big like reflect on sex person. I want to hear about it. Did you like it? Did you love it? Tell me the parts you liked, blah 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 blah. Did you like when I did this? I really liked when you did this, you know. And it was mostly me telling him what I liked because he did the fucking work.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so hot. And then, you know, he was giving me all these compliments, which, you know, of course makes me fucking wet again. Now I want to say maybe, oh, you know what? I was like, let's get up and out of bed and go back into the living room and like smoke some weed or whatever, hang out. Cause I'm a big, like, I don't like to lay around in my bed. That grosses me out for some reason. So we put on clothes, get back into the living room. And then within an hour, we're back in my bedroom fucking again.
Beautiful.
And this time he goes to go eat me out. And I was like, you're such a fucking filthy little fucking pig, aren't you? And he's like, yup. And I put his head in my pussy and he eats all the fucking cum that he just deposited out of my pussy. That is the energy in 2025, baby. I was so into it. I fucking came all over his face again while squirting out his fucking cum. It was so hot. And then we fucked for a while that the second time too. And that was amazing. And then
there's nothing like a protein rich workout. I mean, really.
Yeah. And then we like passed out. At this point, it was 5 a.m. So the sun was coming up. So we passed out for a little bit. I woke up and like I said, you take care of me. I take care of you. Mama went and got croissants.
When y'all good to mama.
Yeah, mama's good to you, baby. You know, baby boy wanted a croissant. He was talking about croissants the day before.
Oh my God. Croissants.
So I went out, I got us croissants and some drinks. And I came back and we had we had food and then we fucked again. And I got to record the cream pie coming out of me again. And that was really hot. I don't like daytime sex because it's too bright and all that shit. Here I am again, fully fucking nude, getting pounded again. And it was so good. And like, oh, actually, that last time, at one point, like at the beginning, it's not vaginismus. I know because I've done the research, but sometimes my pussy is just like taken to that point. It like kind of closes up, like fully, like it closes.
It's, you know, all swole.
It's hard to get inside. So at one point I had to spit in my hand, reach back and jerk his dick to get it nice and spitty. And then I was able to get it in me because he couldn't get it in. It was that swollen shut, which is hot. So of course that's nice and tight. And he's just like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking blow. So he blows so many huge loads in me. I was so impressed. It's still excreting out of me. It's still extreme, to the point where later that day I actually filmed a masturbation scene and it more of his cum dribbled out of me as I was like orgasming. It was so hot.
That boy is hydrated.
Yeah, right. Then we spent the day just like hanging out. I met his best friend through FaceTime. They are super sweet and cute and adorable. And like, they were all like, you know, this is awesome. Like, they were just stoked because, you know, he's a good person and like he deserves good people in his like orbit, if you will. And I think that was sort of like the energy going on anyways, but it was really cool. Like, it was a good, and like I also got to reconnect with my friend I hadn't seen in a while. Like,
that's awesome.
We used to be very, very close. We were reminiscing. He was like, remember that time you got me into this band? Remember when I took you? So for the record, our first date when we were like getting to know each other was like 7 years ago on Valentine's Day. He took me to see the band, and we were just like, yeah, we were both like really giddy and like this very just like, fuck, that was so, anyway, so we're like gushing. I'm like, that was the best sex I've had in like over a decade. I can't, like, that was just fucking amazing. And he was like, no, me too, like maybe ever. I was like, that was the best sex we've ever had, right? And he was like, yeah. He was like, and definitely like the filthiest. I'm like, this is like the energy I need in my fucking life. And so I think we will probably film something together at some point, but I did want that first experience to really, my first experience back in the game, if you will, to just be
for you,
pure and for me. Yeah. Fuck, and like, yeah. Like, you know, I filmed his cum, you know, pouring out of me, but that was still like an afterthought. You know, it didn't take me out of the moment is the point. And
yeah,
that was the part that I really liked, is just like I got to enjoy myself, he got to enjoy himself, and we just, yeah, like,
so it's a 5 out of 5 screws, is that what it is?
Oh my God.
Or is it like a full on 5 out of 5 drills, or like, I don't even know what's bigger than a screw.
It was 6 out of 5 everything. Screws, drills, nails. I got screwed, I got drilled, and I got
you
nailed.
You got the whole fucking tool case is what you got.
I would give it a 7 out of 5, honestly. I'm not kidding.
That's beautiful.
I'm not even being hyperbolic. It was the kind of sex that I'm like, I wish I had a video of it for me to masturbate to, because I've already masturbated to the thought of it like 1,000
that's
fucking
hot.
Times.
That's beautiful.
So yeah, so that's where I'm at with that. And I am a happy lady. Like, that was the perfect first 3, I guess. Like, I had sex more that in that 7-hour or 8-hour window than I had in the last 3 years.
Yeah, so I see like a beautiful puta activation glow now. It's like it's yes. It's beautiful. It's like, I don't know, it's like charging at an EV station, but with like dick maximum full charge.
Yes, I have been filled to the fullest capacity of energy. I'm a video game character, and I just went searching for nut to fill
I am incredibly like happy for you. Like, there's nothing I love more than hearing a good refueling, if you will. So it's perfect. You know what I hear is no enjoyable, wonderful experience goes unpunished. So you've like definitely had some like noise, right? Post.
Yes. So let me put it this way. The girl that I currently, she's my Valentine. We flirt, we talk every day. We're going to fuck. Keep fucking on her. She sent me messages and was like, I need to hear every detail, baby girl. Like, this is how she speaks to me, which makes me come so hard. She's like, I need to know every detail. I want to know, did he treat your pussy right? Did he do a good job? I want to know every detail. How much did you come? Like, she is so hot. I'm like, fuck, that is so hot. Like, the fact that you want to know. Oh, oh, fucking give it to me. I got roses, a teddy bear, and chocolates last night. Then, like, the night of the morning of that I fucked somebody else.
Beautiful.
This girl was sending me roses and chocolates and teddy bears for my Valentine. Like, this is, that is a beautiful energy that I need in my orbit.
That's
that.
Poly utopia right there. That's fucking beautiful.
I'm going to not fuck the shit again. She is my top. So that's first and foremost. Also, I got her a little Valentine's Day gift. I'm really excited for her to get it. Okay, so that's first things first. So that is like, these are the people I'm flirting with, and these are the people in my orbit, and blah blah blah.
Right.
On the flip side of it, I have a lot of very entitled people that are coming out of the woodwork, that are expressing disdain, that are expressing jealousy, and not the cute kind, not like the "ooh, I'm envious, that's sexy," like the bad kind. They're expressing upset, they're expressing disappointment, etc. Now, I'll say this: if you are a person in my immediate world that maybe I had been flirting with, or like you were hoping or expecting to, not expecting, but hoping to be one, you know, first in line or something like that, I can understand a little bit of disappointment. I can. Disappointment is okay. That's sure. Fine. That's fair. Don't tell me about it.
Not everyone can win the contest, so to speak.
It's not my business that you feel that way, right? But you know, you've expressed it. Okay, I'll do with it nothing, but I will honor your feelings and I will move on. The customers or clients that I've never spoken to beyond in a paid capacity that are now expressing disdain or unhappiness for me just saying I'm having sex, no further details. I'm sorry, but that parasocial relationship that you seem to have misunderstood is, once again, that's not for me to maintenance. If you have issues putting a separation between your cam girl or your OnlyFans girl or whatever and your feelings, then that's something that you need to work through during therapy.
Yeah.
Whether it's you need sex therapy, whether you just need talk therapy, whether you need cognitive behavioral, whatever flavor therapy that falls under is, you know, whatever. But that is not something that I should need to listen
but
to.
You know what? Again, like, it's like Jodie Foster so syndrome hot to me. Like, every time I hear, like, no, but like, legit, like, what do you think? You know, you want, like, it puts you in like the kind of sociopath sounding category. So, like, check yourself. Like,
yeah, it's giving Bjork's stalker that thought that they were dating even though they never met. Exactly. You know, it's the same energy. And once again, listen, you could be like, oh, I'm so jealous because that's so hot. I wish that were me. That's different. That's not the same as telling, like, texting me and saying really manipulative things in order to make me feel bad that you feel bad. I'm sorry. First of all, I'm not going to feel bad. Even if it's the worst thing you could possibly say to me, I'm sorry that I cannot possibly make space for that in my life. I have spent the better part of 3+ years with my shine muted. I have been dulled. I have been unable to be the person that I am in a 100% capacity. I have been a sexless sex worker. I'm sitting here getting everybody else off and not getting the same treatment in return. I am taking care of you sexually, but I'm not being taken care of sexually. Yeah. Just because I orgasm during a session or during a custom doesn't mean that I am fulfilled. Okay. Put
right
it that way. So Felicia, face fuck me, Finn girl, the girl you found through a piece of fucking cardboard that said, please put your dick down my throat, famous person. You think owes you fucking anything? You think owes you celibacy, owes you innocence, owes you virginal characteristics, go fuck your entire self. Yeah. You found me because I'm a fucking whore. I'm a proud fucking whore. I've done in-person sex work. I do behind-the-screen sex work. I will never shy from the fact that I am a fucking sex worker. I am a slut. I'm a whore. This has been my dream job my entire life, and I will never have my fucking shine dulled again, and especially not from entitled people who don't even buy my groceries every fucking
week. Yeah, I mean, like,
how dare you worry about what goes in my stomach from my pussy when you're not worried about what goes in my stomach from my fucking throat? You don't give 2.5 fucks about my well-being, and you want to place entitlement and claim on these holes? Go fuck your entire yourselves. And not that anybody deserves to place entitlement or claim on these holes just because you are spending money on me. Get a fucking dictionary and look up what the fucking definition of sex worker is. At the end of the day, I don't owe you shit. And especially people who spend $7.99 on a fucking sign-up fee and have never tipped me once before. You don't get anything out of me, and I don't give one flying fucking shit how you feel. Well, go tell it to your mama, because I don't give a fuck. Go to therapy, bitch.
Well, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, there takes a, like certain level of cognitive dissonance bordering on fucking cray-cray to think $7.99 buys you an exclusivity package. Let me tell you, the sex workers that I know that will entertain exclusivity things, they're banking, like, $10,000, $15,000 a month, bitch. So, like, unless you're coughing up that kind of fucking cash, if you don't want anything to come in something, or, like, want to be made to feel, like, you can't do, like, sex work and make everybody feel like they're singular and special. That's not realistic. Unless you're paying to put all those people's, like, dollar bills, like, aside. This is not a real situation.
Exactly. Listen, I'll say, I said it like this earlier and then I deleted it because I just am like, fight with your mama. I don't give a fuck. But I'll say it like this. Currently, my nails are overgrown. My acrylics that I get so that I look hot in my videos and I don't have grimy fingers, okay?
Yeah, this is the second video you have those fucking talons in. So
I know. They're too long because they're overgrown by a week. This is not good for even my health. Let's put it that way. Damn. My nails are too long. My refrigerator is fucking empty. I have to pay $3,000 to replace my fucking smile next week by myself, okay? I pay $3,000 a month in rent right now by myself, okay? I am in $20,000 worth of debt in student loans that I have to pay monthly by myself. I am being sued right now and have to keep a $20,000 retainer by myself with the help of some amazing people that have helped my GoFundMe, okay? I am on motherfucking Medicaid. I am a sex worker that makes so little that I am on fucking Medicaid. My fucking, the way that I live my life, my quality of life is fucked. I have a shit quality of life, and I'm lucky if I get to leave one night a week and do something with myself and my money and my time, and I usually don't. I stay and get an all of you off, okay? So until somebody fucking comes up and takes me out of the tax bracket I'm fucking in, I don't owe you shit, okay? I work fucking hard. I work over 70 hours a week to make y'all spill your fucking loads, and I am still in Medicaid tax bracket. Fuck you, fuck your entitlement, and if you don't want to pay my bills, fine, but you don't get to say a fucking word to me that makes me feel anything but happy. Eat shit and fucking die.
Yeah, so, like,
That's all I want to say.
The audacity.
And I know I'm not the only sex worker that deals with this.
Of course
so
not.
This is me advocating for myself and everybody else out there that deals with absolutely this on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
You don't want to pay a deposit, but you want entitlement. You don't want this and that. Fuck the fuck off.
Yeah.
You know what? Acts of service is my love language. And you don't fucking, when I say, oh, I'm hungry, my fridge is empty, and you don't fill it, I don't even want to know your name, bitch. I'm sorry. But, like, there's a fucking difference. People, I want to get to know you. Are you investing in time to get to know me? I don't have time for you.
Yeah.
Because I'm busy staying right around the poverty line, motherfucker.
Well, and this...
I'm fucking poor.
This is
because
the
because I can't go viral because I don't got checks, you know, cheeks to clap.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and
whatever the fuck reason.
And this is the like always the broader like thing about this kind of new wave of like how you can interact with people that create content for you rather than the kind of anonymity of like, you know, commercial porn or whatever, you know, but like people need to remember that's the tit for tat. Like you don't get to like text with like a studio porn girl, but I guarantee if you did, she would be telling you the same things. And you certainly know realistically that
if you did, she would probably be paying. That's probably her manager that's right. doing that. It's you're yeah, not. Sorry. You get me, baby. You get yeah. direct access well, to me. But yeah. that also means you take care of me. Do you know how many people come to me and say I should have just spent my money on you because I know it's you and you're never gonna fuck me over, even if there's a wait time or anything like that. Like you always come through. Blah blah blah. Well, guess what? Maybe you should spend the fucking money on me. Invest in me. Because I'm telling you one thing, those customers that have put out investments in me over years, I'm talking years, they are high on the list of people I will consider fucking when the time comes, sure. baby.
Well, and more importantly, like, you certainly know when you watch, like, commercial porn that they didn't make that for you. Like, and I think that's the thing that these people need to get. Like, sex work is a service, but it's a service for you to make a living. It's not a service for you to indulge everybody's every whim. And I think that's where, like, the confusion always gets. Like, the line gets crossed, like, oh, da da da. But this has always been the case with men and like sex workers on some level. Yes, there are some really wonderful ones, but there are also ones that like defy the logic. And like, no offense, standing on the outside, having done it myself on and off for many years, like the reality is I understand why some of y'all require sex workers. Cause if you ever like tried to do this like shit with somebody in the dating world, you'd probably have charges pressed against you. So like, no, but like legit, the shit people have to, I mean, the times when I was doing things and like, you know, you didn't answer your phone. What? Who are you?
Yeah.
You didn't answer. You didn't get back to me. Okay, well, you are not the only person in my fucking callback list, my friend. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but, you know, and like, and of course there are, again, wonderful clients. Just like my hairdresser used to say, you're my favorite client. You come in, you chat, you smile, all is well. I cut your hair, you tip me. You're happy with your experience. I'm happy with your experience. Like, fuck yeah. That's how ideally everything should be. Because you know what? It works out this, like, tit for tat. You treat me better. Hey, maybe you will get, like, be the first five to get that new video or that new whatever. Or you may get more of a personal touch for me. But like,
listen, do you know how many times people have like tipped me for no reason? And I keep that in mind. So next time I'm about to film, I send them a special present.
Of course.
Or, oh, you know what? You were so good to me this year. Here's a link to my entire fucking library of content, right?
Absolutely.
Like once again, when you're good to mama, mama's good to you. I can't always do it and I don't always do it, but I remember your ass when you take care of me.
Yeah.
I remember you. Yesterday, I had a video session with one of my longtime customers that has also kind of transformed into a friend. We've met in person. They are very fucking sweet to me. Like I've met them at a wrestling show. And as we're in, after he explodes his huge load all over the place, I did some thinking. He is local. And I asked him, I said, would you be willing to get tested so that you can be in my videos? I would just want your dick. I don't need your face. I don't need anything else. And the look on his face, his face dropped on the floor. He was like, are you actually serious? And I was like, yeah. He actually asked me at one point, would I be able to come to your feet in person for X amount of money? It was such a high amount that I was like, you could come on my feet for that, honey. And then that's when I was like, you know what? He is the right person because he would be so appreciative just to fucking film with me. He's spent the money. He's put in the work. He's put in the emotional work too, by like checking up on me and being a sweetheart. He is the perfect person to film with, and that is going to be in my fucking vid.
Well, right, videos. And
somebody on that level and that playing field. Thank you. Somebody that doesn't expect to be
absolutely.
To be
and here's
videos.
The little tip for you. Like today, this is 2025. We are in a world where you don't get what you want by trying to shame people who do sex work anymore. That may have worked 10 years ago. Maybe even right. 15, whatever, but that's not the reality we're in. These are professionalized relationships. You are paying a consulting fee for some pussy. Like, act right, because I'm a contract yes. worker. Yes. I go into a place, the person that's paying me, I treat them with respect. They treat me with respect. If they didn't, they would have like a court case on their hands. So like, just be mindful that this game of being like, you know, you're a fucking whore, so I can say and do whatever I want to you. That right. that's not real
not
anymore. That's not gonna
that
work.
Situation.
Yeah. You can threaten to like out like me to whomever. And doesn't matter. Five of the people you're talking about adding me to probably also have an OnlyFans or whatever. So, like, welcome to this day and age. Like, act
well, yeah,
right for
I
services.
I mean, I'm a whore, so there's right. everybody knows that.
Everybody.
But, yeah, so I, listen, and the best part is, so after I tell this customer, I would like to use you for content if you would be into it, if you'd be my stunt dick. Because he has a huge
stunt
dick, and I think
I love
we make
that.
Some cool porn
stunt
together.
Dick.
And he
wait, has
he
that term
like,
been used before? Stunt dick.
Yeah. That's a common
really?
Name.
Really? Oh
in
my
the,
god! How do I never?
Yeah,
I need to catch up.
It means you're not. It means nobody knows who you are, and you're not important in this. Your face isn't there.
Okay.
You're not making money off of it. I am using you for your dick, and you get to get the benefit of fucking me. Essentially,
beautiful.
That's all stunt dick means.
Stunt dick.
It's just like you, like you're. Everything about you doesn't matter. I just need your dick kind of thing. And so like, that's really all I'm interested in filming for now. And when I said that to him, he goes, you know, what's so funny is I saw that you were like talking about filming with people again. And I was so into the, I really wanted to ask you, he was like, but I just couldn't, like, I respect you too much to even, he was like, I just assumed if you were interested in filming with me, because you know what my dick looks like, you would hit me up. And it's so funny because I was like, see, and that's the fucking respect.
Yeah.
Because you waited for me to come to you. Now, if we don't have that relationship and maybe you like you're interested in filming with me because that's something you do, that's different about hitting me up. But when you are just literally a client, you need to wait until I come to you and ask, because otherwise I'm not interested. Like, I'll give you my dick in a video. I don't want your dick in a video. If I wanted it, I would ask.
Yeah.
Fuck off. So anyways, that was great. I have a list of people.
This ain't no fucking open casting call, baby.
Exactly. And if it is, you know, like when I do get like a big gangbang situation, everybody has to be talent tested and everybody has to pay an entrance fee. I'm sorry. Like, I need people to understand that nobody fucks me for free. Even if it's just you bring a bag of weed to my house, nobody fucks me for free.
Yeah.
This ain't free fucking pussy, and you don't get it. I'm sorry. Like, I've never had somebody either not put in the work or pay. You gotta do either of the fucking, you know?
That's
Are you
beautiful.
Sending me fucking roses and teddy bears? Then no, you can't put your fucking dildo inside of me with your attached to your hot strap on that you. Oh my god, she's. Anyways, my point is, she can do whatever she gets whatever she wants, but. My point is, I had a great time getting fucked. I feel like Felicia's back in her skin. I'm looking to film with other people. I think I have a pretty decent list right now of who I'm going to film with. And aside from the random jealousy, entitlement, weird shit I had to deal with today, I feel very happy and I feel very healthy and I feel very mentally and physically well.
That's beautiful. The People's Tramp is officially back, fighting for your pleasure, one dick and pussy at a time. I love
Yay!
It. Woo! I'm very warm again.
Everybody wanted a fucking review, and I was like, I am absolutely
I love it.
Not writing this 300 times.
I love it.
I'll put it here, and y'all can listen.
Did he give consent for this review?
Of course.
Yeah.
I literally right after I was like, can I tweet about this? I didn't. He was like, yeah, of course. Because he gets off on the idea that like you know, he's filthy, like totally. Filthy in all the hardest
I hear
ways.
It. Like that's just amazing.
Name a dirty thing and he's into it, you know.
That's
so
beautiful.
I love it.
No, it's great.
Yeah. How are you this week?
I'm good. I went to church yesterday.
Aww, did the priest fill your holes?
No, but he did drop the Bible once or twice. as soon as I get my girdle off, I'm going to down. You know, because like, so here's the thing. In the Southwest, spring fever begins in February because it's 71 degrees out here again already. And like, I went for a walk along the Rio Grande without my fucking jacket on. It was like beautiful. You know, the cranes are out or whatever. And like, I'd sent you this, but like, porcupines climb trees. Did you know that porcupines are tree dwellers?
I did not know that, actually.
Yeah. So Felicia's getting fucked, and I'm like bird watching porcupines. So that's it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, listen. For the last 3 years, I've been motherfucking bird watching and squirrel watching out in the woods for 3 years. Trying to keep my pussy fucking from crying.
That's
running
true.
Away, so.
That's true. I had pretty good dick watching going until the hernia, so I can't complain. It's just like this is the longest my pussy has ever been stalled. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
I will say the ratio for us is similar. Like 3 years of me not getting fucked is the equivalent of like 3 months for you because of like how your libido.
It's kind of fucking true.
So we're actually we were in the same boat. It was funny when you would try to complain to me. I'm like, oh, sweetie, wrong person. Go complain to somebody that's had sex in the last 3 years.
No, no. And I
but I get it. Your libido is fucking crazy. So.
What? I mean, like, yeah. Yeah, I will never again. not that I ever actually believed it, because I feel like years ago, everybody was already saying that. Like, don't engage in, like, normative society's, like, conversations about age and, like, sexual prowess? Prowess. The word is prowess, right? Oh, my God. Anyways.
Yeah.
So I don't indulge. What I indulge in was the advice that I was given, which was practice makes perfect, makes endurance, makes longevity. So, like, that's the energy I'm going to stick with until this dick don't work no more. So stay tuned. I am so turned on by this story. I'm ready to rip this girdle off now and like go to town. But you know, I probably don't have time for that.
Me too. I know. I need to get fucked again. Maybe this weekend. Who knows? Maybe I'll film this weekend.
Beautiful. I'm like starting to like consider like getting a subscription to your OnlyFans now, because like.
Oh, sweetie, I'll send you a free link. The only thing I ask is when I'm live, you jump in and you're like, "Oh, Felicia, aren't you the co-host of The Screw?"
That we haven't done that yet is like, but like again, I don't want to harsh your blow, but like one of these times when you're live and maybe it's like if it's like a little crickety, I should totally come on and like just like. You know, stir the pot, so to speak. Stir the pot.
I'm asking a customer if they want to see pussy or not.
If they want to see pussy or not.
It's a titty tease video, so I'm like, do you want pussy showing? Because some people just don't want pussy, or some people want like a little snippet, or you know.
Yeah, like no, I hear it.
Very thorough about asking. I like to make sure that I have like all of my bases covered, so I don't give you something that you're like, ooh, gross or something. You
know? Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's similar to that, like with like butt shots. Like there are some dudes that like want like to see the like voluptuous roundness, and there are some that want to go right to like the pink center, if you will, of it all.
Sure.
Like that don't really care about the globes; they want to see the gash. You know, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Like, where are we looking at? Hole? Are we looking at vulva?
Right. Did Did I tell you? So I
are we looking at butthole? Are we looking at cheek?
Are we looking at butthole? Did I ever send you? Oh my God. I have this like super like voluptuous butt picture that I took. I don't know if I ever sent it. I'm going to send it right now. Cause like,
I feel like you usually send me the stuff you're proud of, but let me see.
I'll
live for you.
Where is it? Oh my God. I have so many.
Can I rate it out of screws?
Yes. Oh my God. Rate it out of screws. Hold on. Where are you? Come on. Oh, there it is. Oh, I don't know which lighting I like better. I'll send you both because, like, you know, I have all these weird LED lights in my house. So, like, I get different, you know, it's hard. Sometimes you have to, like, turn the contrast down or do something or another. I sent it to you on Instagram.
Okay.
So it's the same picture. Okay. Well, actually, no, it isn't the same picture. It's two.
Ooh.
It's two separate pictures, actually. I just realized.
Okay, can I need to take like good photos for you, like with like clear 4K. But
yeah.
These are really hot.
Yeah.
Damn, your booty look good.
It's big.
Are you wearing something I gave you?
No. Well, no. This one is okay. So this is a fun.
I love how I dress everybody.
I know. The fun combination that I do now because, like, you know, like I've worn like panty thongs before, but the problem is they eventually start cutting off the circulation to my testicles because like they don't have anywhere to go. But like I have partners that like that like thong effect with a little bit of like lingerie on. So what I do now is I get like the jock strap thong so my like dick can have a resting place. So like because and then I'll put it over the like assless lingerie so like you get like you
ooh,
know like,
okay.
The effect because you know it's you know I don't mind like it looking you know I would tuck if I could but like I'm again you drag queens I don't know some of you I know are hung I still like don't know how you deal with that situation because I have like followed every tucking instruction I've ever read online and I'm like somebody buy me the panties
DC, your balls are wait you can't
it's impossible but
sorry.
You know some of
your
these queens are tucking
down to your fucking knees.
Yeah
there's no way in hell
horrible because you'll read it and they're like
no.
You know push it between this and that and I'm like but where do the balls go like I get the whole pushing the like your limp noodle between anywhere but like balls don't like limp up on you they stay as circular and like full no matter what it's a pain in the ass so anyways
well, yours are also like just more distended than you have distended balls
they're low hangers
so, like, there's a lot going on with that,
yeah
you know?
Yeah, they need my balls need a bra, like for sure. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the goodbye. The Scoop Podcast.
Welcome to the Scoop. Oh wait, oh I was supposed to rate your.
Oh yeah,
your
yeah. What's
photos.
The rating? Oh yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna give it a 4.9 screws and one nail. The 0.9 is only because it's a little blurry. I would prefer a 4K photo.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's mostly my eyes now. Like I.
But if I'm just reading your ass, five screws. Five screws across the board. That was
bless
good.
Your heart.
You have very good cheek.
Yeah.
That is a good spank.
They've improved, yes.
Ooh, you should take photos after it's been spanked and you have like a nice red mark. Like it needs to be spanked in the same place over and over again. You got like a hand.
I have some of those.
Okay, yes, send those to me.
Okay.
Oh, you're blushing. You're like,
I am.
Okay.
I'm blushing. How am I blushing? Oh my gosh, you've seen my cheeks. I don't need to be blushing. Anyways.
I've seen everything about you, babe. I've seen from head to hole to toe.
You and half of America.
Yeah, that's true. I know. You're like, you are not special, bitch.
I kind of wish you were. It would make it more special. But I'm sure, like, anybody could find my dick or ass somewhere online by now. I told you once I was, like, on Twitter and somebody was doing, like, posting all these dick pics. And it was, like, a series of
it
them.
Was yours.
And one of them was mine. And I was just like... that's my dick. And I actually, like, I was like, oh, I must just be confusing it. Like, white dicks can look similar after a while. But I went and found the picture. And, like, this motherfucker didn't even try to recrop it or anything. It was, like, exactly the picture I took. I mean, and who knows how it got out there. But, like, buyer beware, you know? Just saying.
I love that. Well, I will say that I did not see it in photos. I've seen every inch of you in person.
You have.
So I
you
am
have.
Luckier
you,
than
you have a... Aw, luckier. I'm blushing again. Anyways, I love
you have
flattery.
Such a pretty hole. You have such a nice dick. You have really nice skin.
Oh my god.
Your nippies are so cute. Ooh. I love your like nippy to peck ratio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now I'm tingling all over. I need to go.
Sorry.
I'm gonna have to like go masturbate myself or something.
Oh, I'm so good at my job. Look at
you are. You're phenomenal.
I just give you a live dick rating.
It's amazing. I love it.
Or body rating, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think it like speaks to how much like we do love to hear about ourselves in a sexual manner. Like it's completely like sexuality like neutral in that sense. Like we just, I love.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, maybe I'll like talk to you soon or something because I got to go piss and work out my
hot
penis. But it's so great that we're closing the gape. Or no, we're opening the gape. Closing the gap in the gape.
The floodgates are open.
The floodgates are open. Oh, yeah. It sounds like it. The
floodgates.
The floodgates. You've got evidence of it, too. All right, mamacita, I love you.
I love you.
I love how I'm like ending it like a phone call. Bye, baby. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, sweetie. Send me more pics.
And follow me at the Screw NYC, okay?
Bye.
Bye.